A new research centre which aims to develop more targeted ways of treating cancer is being launched today. It's called Precision Oncology Ireland. It'll be based at UCD and will bring together universities, cancer research charities and drug companies to try to find ways to treat cancer that target the cells responsible more accurately and spare healthy cells so that their treatment doesn't make people so sick. Around 40,000 people are diagnosed with cancer in Ireland every year. With us in our studio this morning, Walter Kolsch is Director of Precision Oncology Ireland, and Alan Pearson is a patient advocate. You're both very welcome to Morning Ireland today. Alan, I'll come to you first of all, and tell me about your daughter, Cleena. She was diagnosed with cancer a number of years ago.
Yeah, so Cleena was diagnosed 2 weeks after her fourth birthday in October 2015, and she underwent treatment at Crumlin Children's Hospital. She went through frontline treatment on a European-based clinical trial, and in mid-2017 she was declared cancer-free. Unfortunately, 9 months later she relapsed, and she's been in treatment since then to now.
Tell us about the type of, it's a neuroblastoma. What sort of cancer is that?
Yeah, so neuroblastoma is a very complex cancer. It's a cancer that invades the soft tissue, the bones, bone marrow, starts in the adrenal gland and the kidneys, and spreads throughout the body. It's very aggressive and difficult to treat.
Tell me about the treatments that she's had over the years and what sort of effect they've had on her.
So the treatment for neuroblastoma is probably one of the most complex multi-modal treatments that's available in childhood cancer. So it starts with chemotherapy. She then moved on to surgery to remove her primary tumour. She then went into high-dose chemotherapy and had a stem cell transplant, followed by radiotherapy out in St. Luke's, and then a six-month course of immunotherapy. Some of the agents used in her treatment are extremely toxic.
It's quite harsh treatment, yes.
Very, very harsh. The nature of childhood cancer is that they have to deal with those side effects throughout their life. So things like hearing loss, infertility, mobility issues, etc. They follow them throughout their life, so it's quite a difficult course.
Walter, tell me a little bit more about what precision oncology is.
Yeah, I mean, as you have heard, the treatments for cancer are extremely complex, and this is because cancer is very heterogeneous. It's the cancer itself which is very different, but also then people are different. So we all react very differently to the drugs which are given.
Yes.
And that results in low response rates because we treat every cancer the same at the moment. What we try to achieve with this precision oncology research initiative is to develop better diagnostics and treatments which take account of our individual differences so that we treat every patient according to his or her own physiology, so that we really can tailor the treatments exactly to the person. And that would mean we can enhance the efficacy of the treatment, so we can make them better. But we also hopefully can reduce the side effects, because we can give exactly that treatment which would work for a particular cancer for that particular person.
And tell me about what your research, what difference your research will make to people and patients like Cleena in the years to come.
I think the main difference will be that we hopefully will be able to prevent relapse, so that the therapy will be shorter and more effective. But if there is relapse, that we will be able to manage it with less toxicity, so that we can use drugs at exactly the right dosage. And also, we actually have in this Precision Oncology Ireland a project on neuroblastoma specifically, where we try to replace some of these very harsh therapies by milder therapies which do not damage the genome, but still will be as effective.
I mean, people will be familiar with some of the more common side effects of chemotherapy, for example, hair loss, immune system being reduced, perhaps even difficulties with bones. But as you heard in Cleena's case, the effects were particularly difficult, and they can be with children in particular.
Exactly. Children in particular are very susceptible to these very long-term severe side effects, because the drugs we are using to kill cancer cells in chemotherapy are drugs which damage the genome, and this is how we kill the cancer cells. But of course, you also damage the genome of normal cells, and this is what causes this very long-lasting side effects. And they are especially dramatic for children, because, you know, if you treat a 70, 80-year-old person There may be a risk of a secondary cancer 10 years later, 20 years later, but if you're 80, it doesn't matter so much. But if you're, you know, 4 years old, it matters a lot.
The work that you're doing, the effects of it won't be felt for some time yet. Alan, in Cleena's case, will she get to benefit from work like this?
So the reality is the ship has sailed in Cleena's case in terms of the side effects, etc. She's already been exposed to these agents. So in frontline treatment, no, she won't get the benefit. The hope would be that through initiatives like this and through the coordination, specifically around neuroblastoma, that children in the future will not have to be exposed to those agents. And then for Cleena specifically, where she is she's a relapse patient. Typically, a relapse patient has a cancer that they didn't have before. The same, it's a neuroblastoma, but it's genetically different to what they had before. And the possibility of precision medicine is that they'll be able to look at the actual cancer cells that she has now and then decide what treatment she should get in a way that'll be more effective and kinder on her. So in her case, it's dealing effectively with relapse. For the future, it's making sure that children are treated in a kinder manner and that they prevent relapse.
It's a very long and difficult road. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I mean, the saying is it takes a village to raise a child. And in my case, we get great support from family and friends and community. It's been a long journey. We're going into our fifth Christmas with childhood cancer. We're doing okay. It's tough. I mean, it has very tough times. We spend, 30 to 50% of Cleena's time is spent as an inpatient or a patient in hospital. But it's tough, but we're getting there. We're getting through.
Alan Pearson, thank you very much for coming into us. Walter Colch, thank you very much for coming into us. Walter is Director of Precision Oncology Ireland.